It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm with you as always. I'm happy to be here talking a little football. That's right, the Super Bowl is coming up here this week. Actually, you know what? Before we start with the Super Bowl, where I give all my fantastic predictions and tell you who's going to win the game, because that's what you're dying to hear, I want to talk about one thing. Actually, there might be a couple things. One, Sean Payton was hired by the Denver Broncos. And that's, I guess, both of them, I was reading the story about it from ESPN, and it sounds like they both wanted to, you know, be together. They thought it's a match made in heaven. Here's my prediction. It's not going to go well. Because I think Russell Wilson, which in the story he said it, and I did not know this, Russell Wilson had his own group of individuals with him, and like, it sounded like that, or at least a coach that wasn't like a team coach in the Broncos facility. And it sounds like that's not going to happen under Sean Payton. But I don't think, like, the thing is, like, when Payton and Drew Brees got together, Brees was a younger quarterback, and, you know, that went well for him. But also, like, Drew Brees could throw pretty well. The thing about Russell Wilson is he's always been kind of, he needs that running ability, and he just doesn't really have the running ability, you know? he doesn't have that anymore like he used to. Like, he had over, and I couldn't believe this when I saw this, it was like over 50 sacks that he had on himself last year. I'm like, that's a lot of fucking sacks. You know, that's what, probably more than 3 a game at that point. Yeah, it would be. Because it was over 51, I know that. So, honestly, my prediction is Sean Payton, obviously he probably won't be there as long as he's with the Saints, but I don't think they're going to be very good anyways. Because I think the thing is, yeah, the Chargers might be down. Maybe not. It depends who they get for their quarterback. But their offense, like, the Chargers and Chiefs will still be good. And I know their defense was really good, but they got rid of the D coordinator left. So it's just, I don't have much faith in the Broncos. I don't have faith that just because Sean Payton's like a hell of a coach that he's going to figure this out. Like, I do not believe it. My other thought, just because I saw the story yesterday, is Aaron Rodgers is going to ponder retirement when he goes on to an all dark isolation. Which I read the story. It was on ESPN too, and it basically was. I've heard about this where people to like it's supposed to help. I don't know. Enhance. It's like very advanced meditation or something like that. You essentially just like go to yourself into a room, go to a room, and then you just sit in darkness for like days, basically. And you essentially, I think, you just let your brain kind of, you just meditate, you know, you just let your brain wander, just think the whole time, but you literally don't do anything. The only interaction you have with people are when they bring you food. And that's the only thing. I don't think you're allowed to have like anything in that room with you, which is not surprising Aaron Rodgers wants to do this. So we'll see what happens, if that's really going to be whether he retires or not coming out of that. But man. Aaron Rodgers, what a goofy guy. Just total goof. But going into the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, I think it's gonna be a good game. I think the thing is, I tell myself the Chiefs are going to win because of, you know, their offense. You know, they have such a high-powered offense, but the problem with the Super Bowl is it always seems clunky because they've had 2 weeks off, it seems like offenses, you know, it might take a little bit to going, so I don't think it'll be as high-scoring. But people, like, people like, trying to build a straw man. I don't really like the Eagles that much. I haven't liked them the whole year. And while that probably didn't bode well for me in fantasy football, I just don't see it. I know they have a good defense, but here's who they've played the last, 7, 8. We'll go until I think they've played actually a decent team, offensive team. So on the conference championships, they played the 49ers. They were supposed to be good, but Brock got hurt, and their other quarterback got hurt, and Brock went in there with a torn UCL or whatever. I think that's what the injury was. So, like, yeah, kind of unfair. The Giants, yeah, never thought the Giants. They beat the Giants again. They lost to the Saints. I know Hurts was not playing probably that game, but whatever. They lost to the Cowboys. Again, I don't think Hurts was playing, but not great. They beat the Bears by 5. They beat the Giants. They beat the Titans. They beat the Packers. They beat the Colts by 1. They lost to the Commanders. They beat the Texans. They beat the Steelers. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Cardinals. They beat the Jaguars. They beat the Commanders. They beat the Vikings. They beat the Lions. Then the Dolphins. See, look at that. That's the preseason. I wonder if they're a whole schedule. There's not one offensive team on there besides maybe the Vikings. But we all knew the whole time the Vikings were kind of wait and see. A mirror team. You know, like we knew they weren't. We knew the Vikings were not good. The Eagles haven't played anyone relatively good. With a good offense besides, like, the Cowboys. But, you know, they're the Cowboys. They really haven't. Like, their schedule is one of the more easier schedules. And so it's like, I don't know. I think sometimes you can get caught up. People can get caught up in all this advanced stats stuff. But you just got to look at it and be like, who have they actually played? And how much has actually happened? That doesn't really make sense. I'm trying to look up right now the offensive stats here. So, okay, apparently this is, there, we'll go NFL.com, baby. I don't know, I need the passing stats. Let's go. There's so many random websites like covers.com. I'm just going to assume that this is right. So, yards per game. The Chiefs, Buffalo, Philly, supposedly Detroit. But they weren't very good, you know. San Francisco, Miami, they lost in the preseason. Minnesota, Cincy, Chargers, Jacksonville is 10th. Then Dallas. Maybe I just don't think any team's good offense. That might be it. But here we go. Houston, Tennessee, Indianapolis. They played the worst, like, AFC division. The AFC South. Arizona, Washington, Giants. Like, I don't know. The thing is, it's like, Kansas City is by far, I know Detroit's there, but Kansas City is by far the best offensive team they will play because they are number one in yards per game in the NFL. And while the Eagles are second, or third, I mean, you know, that could be, you know, like, they have a good offense. I think the thing with the Eagles that always gets me, my blind spot, is that they're well-balanced because they are they're in the top five for rushing and then in passing. Okay, they're not. Where are they? I'm missing them right now. They are the Eagles. Where are you, Philadelphia? They went missing on this list. There we go. They're 9th. So, like, that. And then, oh, that's really annoying. Sorry. If you go to, like, I'm going back to the rushing game right now. If you go to the Kansas City, they're 20th in rushing. So, like, obviously, they're a little more balanced than Kansas City. But it's really less my prediction that Kansas City is going to, like, win. Like, oh, they're going to see. I just don't have faith in Philadelphia, and I've said that the whole year. I've kind of been wrong. But, like, that's honestly, I just can't see. And at the end of the day, what quarterback would I rather have, Mahomes or Hurts? Mahomes, easily. Like, I have more faith in Mahomes figuring this out than Jalen Hurts does. So, I think that's, I just, that's where I lie, is I just think it's hard for me to be like, the Eagles are definitely going to win. The Eagles, I can see the Chiefs winning by a lot, or by a little, and the Eagles maybe winning by a little, but I do not see the Eagles winning by a lot. Like, that's where it comes down to me, is that, that's that. I don't think they've played that many good teams, unlike the Chiefs. They've played much better teams, had a harder schedule to get there. So that's kind of where I lie. I know the Chiefs' running game and their defense is always a gamble, but I always like the Chiefs' offense a little more. And so it'll be interesting, to say the least. The line that I'm looking at, DraftKings here, it has the Eagles favored by 1.5. I would obviously bang the Chiefs on that. That sounds weird. But that's what I like, you know, go Chiefs. I think they're going to win. If you needed a final score prediction, I think it's going to be, 31-20 Chiefs. That's what it is. All right. That's it. My name's Sean Dango. Thank you so much for listening. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. What up? That's it. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under the Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.